In this bulletin, the medevac laws are repealed, Australian school students drop to a record low in core subject world rankings, and in rugby, Israel Folau and Rugby Australia mediation trials enter its third day. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Senate has voted in favour of repealing the medevac laws, a welcome result for the Morrison government. Under the medevac laws, sick refugees being held offshore could be transferred to Australia for medical treatment if three doctors deem it necessary. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie had the deciding vote and told Parliament she secured an alternative arrangement with the government in exchange for her vote. She says due to national security reasons, she cannot reveal the details but believes it will protect refugees.
So I've put to the government a proposal, and since then we have worked together really hard to advance that proposal. We've worked to an outcome I believe we both want, which is an outcome that our borders are secure, the boats have stopped, and sick people aren't dying waiting for treatment.
A Democrat-led committee in the United States has released a report laying out its case for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. It says the evidence for impeaching Mr. Trump for misconduct in office over his dealings with Ukraine is overwhelming, as is the evidence of his obstruction of Congress. The report will be sent to the House Judiciary Committee for its consideration. If the full House eventually votes to approve formal impeachment charges, a trial would be held in the Republican-led US Senate, where a two-thirds majority of those present would be required to convict and remove Donald Trump from office. President Trump denies any wrongdoing, describing the hearing as a witch hunt. States and territories are being told to refocus education on teaching the basics after Australian students scored record low results. The Program for International Student Assessment report shows Australian students' reading, science and math skills declined last year compared to their international counterparts. Overall, Australia ranked 16th in reading, 17th in science and dropped significantly in maths, down the 29th place. Education Minister Dan Tehan told Sky News he's disappointed by the results and says Australian students should be leading world standards.
What we saw was a steep reduction, especially when it came to maths and science. And I don't think any of us were anticipating to see such a steep decline, especially in those two areas. And that's why my hope is that everyone sees this as the alarm ringing, that we need to really refocus our agenda on turning these results around.
Firefighters in New South Wales are again facing tough conditions with hot, dry and windy weather forecast across the state today. Total fire bans are in place for the Greater Hunter region, the Northern Slopes and the Northwest. High fire danger ranges have been issued along the New South Wales coast and in the southern and central ranges. Over 110 fires continue to burn across the state, with over 50 uncontained. Sydney siders are also warned bushfire smoke is likely to cause poor air quality in some areas for a third consecutive day. Over 50% of international students living in shared housing have experienced one or more problems with their accommodation. That's according to a new report from researchers at the University of New South Wales and the University of Sydney. Researchers surveyed close to 6,000 current international students in Australia, creating the report based on 2,440 of the responses, which focused on housing experiences. It found most living in shared houses frequently encountered illegal or poor living conditions, issues ranging from overcrowding, intimidation and harassment to sudden rent increases and unfair eviction. Report co-author Bessina Farrenbloom says people who found housing on social media and online sharing websites tended to have more problems.
Universities and government need to provide housing services that empower international students to actually navigate these online platforms and find decent housing. And we need legal services for those students when they do run into problems. We also need far greater government investigation and enforcement to break the cycles of impunity and hold accountable the many landlords who just keep repeatedly engaging in deceptive and exploitative practices.
Former Wallaby Israel Folau and Rugby Australia's mediation over his sacking heads into a third today. Both parties will be looking to reach a settlement deal in order to stop the case heading to trial. Falau is seeking $14 million in compensation after his contract was terminated in May. Rugby Australia and Rugby New South Wales both sacked Falau over a social media post which was deemed homophobic and in breach of his contract. Weather time now in Perth, mostly sunny, hot 36 degrees, cloud clearing in Adelaide and 23. In Melbourne, it's cloudy and 21, a shower or two for Hobart, 16. Fine weather for Canberra, 23. Smoke haze continuing in Wollongong, 26. Much the same for Sydney, 29. Similar conditions for Newcastle, 31. Hot and sunny in Brisbane, 36. It's 34 degrees today in Cairns and it's partly cloudy and much the same for Darwin, a top of 35. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.